This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
Hi, I'm Sarah Beth Urban. I'm the executive director of the Tennessee Distillers Guild.
What an interesting job. Fascinating. I bet you're learning things every day.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do get a lot of interesting looks when I tell people that I work for the Tennessee Distillers Guild, especially when I first started the job in October of 2019. I was about 5 months pregnant. People give you some pretty weird looks when you're 5 months pregnant and you work for distilleries.
Yeah. So what's the guild? What does that mean? Is it like a trade association?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, it's a trade association that represents currently 32 members. And that's everyone from Jack Daniels down to, you know, small craft distilleries like H. Clark, who operates out of an old granary in Thompson Station.
Oh, wow. But it's definitely optional.
Yes.
You don't have to join or be a member.
Well, and we have a code of conduct that we expect our members to abide by that just kind of keeps our industry elevated.
Mm-hmm. What would be a benefit, a primary benefit, if, like, say I was an independent distiller? Why would you want me to join? What is in it for me?
I think probably one of the biggest reasons that a lot of our members join is the legislative benefits. We have a lobbyist that works with the state legislature to help loosen some of the laws surrounding alcohol and the production of it. However, we also have the Tennessee Whiskey Trail, and you do have to be a guild member in order to be on the Tennessee Whiskey Trail.
To me, that would be one of, outside of the legislation, that would be probably the number one attractant to join because of that group benefit of creating that whole trail on itinerary, right?
Yes. The Guild is very much a family. I felt that since the beginning when I started. They support each other. They work together. You know, there are a few trade secrets at each place, but they're all willing to help each other out. And I love seeing that. I don't come from the distilling industry, but I've been very welcomed into this group. And I've enjoyed getting to learn more about whiskey and spirits in general. Yes, the trail is our public-facing component, and it's definitely a reason that we have a lot of our members.
Now that hopefully we're getting back to a more normal world, would you guys in regular times have get-togethers where you'd all come for a symposium or a meetup?
Absolutely, yes. We have two signature events right now that we do, one in Memphis, which actually this year was kind of a little different. We did it with the zoo. It's called Roar and Pour. And then our next one will be in November. It's called Grains and Grits.
And so those both are open to the public, right?
Yes, yes. The public is welcome, but we also do meetings and, you know, a dinner beforehand just for the distillers to kind of catch up and network and get to know each other better.
So that probably would be one of the most valuable aspects of being a member.
Yes, is the access.
Yeah, interacting with each other and picking brains. Yeah.
Yes, there is a lot of that at those meetings. Like I said, it's everyone from the master distiller at Jack Daniels down to someone who may have just started their distillery yesterday.
That's really cool. And how about outreach and promotion to the general public? What sort of promotional things do you do?
Well, so the trail is our big public-facing component. We have our website. There's a passport program, so you go to each distillery along the way and get a stamp and also collect a poker chip. Each distillery has designed their own with their logo and picked a color. And as you go along, you get to collect one at each stop. And your final prize for completing the Tennessee Whiskey Trail is a full poker set, which I love. But yes, we do all of the normal marketing.
You don't get a bottle of moonshine?
Are not allowed to give out bottles of whiskey, but you can collect those along your way at each stop. So, but yes, we do all of the normal marketing, print, digital, and really trying to get the word out about that it's not just Kentucky bourbon. There's Tennessee whiskey, too.
Interesting, isn't it? Because they're very distinctive nuances that make them different.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and there's a friendly rivalry there that we like to keep going. But our industry in Tennessee is a lot younger. So while Tennessee whiskey has been around for a very long time, the Tennessee law only allowed additional distilleries outside of the original three that were there, which were Jack Daniels, George Dickel, and then Pritchard's opened up in about 99. So about around 2009 is when the law changed. And that's where a lot of our distilleries in the state date from.
Explain the law change and the game change. That's recent history. country. That
absolutely.
Isn't that
very
long
recent.
Ago.
No. Yeah. Actually, Heath Clark, who owns H. Clark in Thompson Station, you know, he wanted to open a distillery, but he wasn't allowed to in the county that he lived in because of the laws, which only allowed, there were only three counties that allowed you to operate a distillery. So, yes, working with a lobbyist and the legislature, they changed the law to allow any county that allows liquor by the drink and retail sales to operate distilleries. So that increased the number to, I think, around the 50s. It's, since then, it's moved up. I think almost all counties at this point in time allow for distillation.
Yeah, and I met a moonshiner somewhere. I won't say where. And his two sons started a legal distillery because of the game changer laws.
Yep. Yeah. And we're constantly working to, you know, loosen some of those laws and restrictions that have been around since Prohibition, proving that our industry is, you know, responsible and also a benefit to the state.
I am sure you agree, but it just seems the inaneness of the blue laws of alcohol and liquor. I mean, there's some crazy ones that are around the country that are still on the books.
There are. It's funny, coming from the industry from an outsider, I sometimes will be in a meeting and ask why something is the way it is. And the answer is usually, well, it's always been that way.
Right.
To outsiders, it is very confusing, I think, sometimes. And we are trying to work to simplify that.
Years ago, I lived in Washington State, and you could not get up from your table in a bar and carry your drink to the next table. Yeah. And I think that was a law not too long ago.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I mean, well, Tennessee only just recently got Sunday sales. I mean, it's just been in the last few years. I remember growing up and you couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays.
Or dry counties, right?
Or dry counties, which Moore County, where Jack Daniel's is still a dry county.
And it's so crazy, too, because I've lived in places where, in Texas, dry county, but everybody has to just drive more to the county line.
You just go to the next county over.
Yeah, probably accounting for more car wrecks. You know? So, yeah, stupid is, stupid does.
Well, just they're getting the sales tax.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, anything you want to add, now's the time.
Just the Tennessee Whiskey Trail, it's been a joy getting to learn this industry. And, you know, a lot of these guys, they pivoted at the beginning of 2020 and created hand sanitizer in droves. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tennessee as a state, our distilleries produced enough hand sanitizer for every single American to have a bottle of hand sanitizer.
I got some from my wife and I didn't even know. She said, this is from a distiller.
Yeah. Well, it's got a very distinct smell to it. But yes, we're excited to be done producing hand sanitizer, back to what we do best, and are really excited to welcome people back to our distilleries.
Okay. If somebody wanted to learn more, tell us where we go.
Yeah. So you go to tnwhiskeytrail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can download our app and start your passport in any Apple or Android store. And I'm Sarah Beth Urban. I'm the executive director of the Tennessee Whiskey Trail. Thanks so much.
Sarah Beth, so wonderful to see you again.
Thanks. Good to see you too.
You're welcome. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Tennessee. We'll see you here.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives. and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.